A farmer in Glendale, Florida, wants to give others a comfortable place to rest on his land for the hereafter. John Wilkerson wants to turn 350 acres of his land into a nature preserve and ecological cemetery. These so-called green graves will have no headstones. The only caskets permitted will be biodegradable wood or cloth shrouds, and the bodies interred there cannot be embalmed. That would put chemicals into the soil. John Wilkerson joins us from his farm in Glendale. Mr. Wilkerson, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
What gave you the idea to start this kind of cemetery?
Wow. I think it was divine intervention. It came as a result of trying to figure out how to honor our father's wishes that the farm not be developed, and also honoring a request from our mother who imparted some sort of a belief on us about the circus of modern-day funerals.
How do you see what you propose to do on your land as an improvement over the way so many of us are buried these days?
Well, let me be careful here. I'm not saying that it's an improvement, but I hope it'll give people an option over what's currently touted as traditional, in that most of what modern-day funerals do is bury expensive hardware in the ground, along with some toxic chemicals. It's just an option for folks who want to return to the simplicity of, say, 100 years ago. And at the same time, these people can be helping preserve a beautiful piece of property. Because our thinking is if we can get people buried on it, the politicians and the real estate agents can never, ever turn it into a mobile home park.
Yeah. So let me try and understand the status. You haven't actually sold anybody a burial plot yet.
No, we have not. As I understand it, until we get all these licenses and such in place, which we do not have yet, we're criminals if we take someone's money.
Yeah.
So what we're telling people is we'll bury them for free, and we will take a donation. And then at some point, hopefully within the next few months, we will have all these licenses and certificates and stuff hanging on the wall.
May I ask, Mr. Wilkerson, would this, in a sense, fulfill some of maybe how your parents saw the function of a farm in the community of serving good for the people there?
Sure. This would be a perfect extension of their philosophy of life.
Mr. Wilkerson, it's been nice talking to you, sir.
Same here.
John Wilkerson is the proprietor of the Glendale Memorial Nature Preserve, an ecological cemetery he hopes to start on his farm in Glendale, Florida.